This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Hello, you are listening to the Filmish show. I'm, of course, Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
Hello.
Yes, this is the film... What is it? No, what's the tagline for this?
The Filmish Films...
Bringing you the Filmist Films now. The only show where the presenters know less than the listenership.
Yeah.
Okay, so coming up, we've got, well, it's movie news.
Movie news.
That'll be followed by Mark's DVD review. Then we'll be listening to a pitch from Danny Ward. Then it's the box office top three. And then we'll be finishing the show with our hateful three with our special guest, actor Will Attenborough. Okay, that's it.
That's good.
And of course, movie news is going to be a special movie news. Because the Oscar nominations have just been released. Hot
off the press.
Yes, exactly. Hot in. I think I tried to make a new saying there.
Although when the... Because we're pre-recording this.
Yes.
So it's technically you heard ages ago about the...
I know, but it's going to feel
Yeah, because we've just found out
exactly.
About it.
Right, so our first section of the show is, of course, Save It for the Podcast. This is where we catch up on air, usually to do with either our trip to the cinema or a film. I think it's probably news. What this episode was meant to be... Because I'm going away for a month in America, to Hollywood, in fact.
Mm.
This was going to be a Star Wars special.
Yeah.
It was going to be a belated Star Wars special.
Because we didn't talk
Did
about
I say
it
belated?
It came out.
Berated. No, belated.
Belated. It is belated. It's late.
Belated, yes. Sorry. I've had... I've had a chicken and some chips.
We do this every week.
Yeah, because we record news-ish, then we go for lunch, and then we come back. So this is always a bit more messy.
And if you haven't heard this week's news-ish, go back and check it out.
Oh, God, there's a little plug. But basically, this was meant to be a Star Wars special. And on the Star Wars special, we were going to have, as our guest, doing The Hateful Three...
Yep.
We were going to have the actor that was inside the R2-D2 machine.
Which we discussed last week.
Yes. He then pulled out, or Disney pulled him out.
Yeah.
And we're a bit paranoid that it might have been something to do with things that were said in the last episode.
I don't think so.
Mark was trying to work out what was the sort of political correct way of describing.
I'd like to say we were trying to work out.
We were... Well, you were trying to... No, I said little people.
Yeah,
which is official.
Is that official?
And then you were sort of questioning that. And you said, what's wrong with small?
I thought I said small.
Yeah, but see, this is the... This
this
dialogue here
is
why he's not on.
I don't think that's true. There's no way that's...
Disney are famous for being very sort of particular about, you know, interviews and about... mentioning characters and stuff like that.
Because originally...
More than any other company in the world, apparently.
Originally, he... Was no originally he was allowed to come on, but we weren't allowed to put it out until they
what
were.
What was his name?
R2-D2.
What was his name? I can't remember his name either. It's probably best that he's not here.
But what I think's quite interesting is that Disney weren't going to let him it be aired until they were promoting a DVD.
Yeah,
they weren't going to let it come out.
I think it's
weird.
That's not weird. That's just normal.
Is it?
Yes, because it's being used as PR to sell the DVD.
Yeah, but the film's still out in the cinema. So you can still go and see it. You can still buy it now.
I think that wave has gone, hasn't it?
And I don't think, like, I mean, no
offense
to our
listeners.
I don't
think someone's going to listen to this and then go, oh, we'll probably see Star Wars.
Exactly.
Forgot about that.
Exactly. Oh, we'll probably get it on DVD. No, everyone knows it's on DVD. Everything that goes to cinema goes to DVD.
No one buys DVDs
anymore.
No one buys DVDs.
They're downloading.
Okay. How do you consume your films?
Netflix.
So, all right. So stream, not download.
Stream.
There you go.
Yeah. So I don't think... So you reckon that Disney were all for it and then they had a listen to our show? Someone from Disney listened to our entire show?
I'm going to be honest, Mark. They probably didn't have to go far in.
That's right.
They probably got about 40 seconds. Yeah, I know, but I just reckon it's probably the sort of...
Oh, the tone of the show.
The tone, the vibe.
Maybe in my Fox story from News-ish. I don't know.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, so there you go. There you go. So that's not happening. So we're just doing a normal one now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's an Oscar
away.
Special.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
It is an Oscar special.
Yeah, that's handy, isn't it?
Right, well, it's now time for movie news.
Movie news.
Of course, the movie news is going to be, well, is the nominations for the Oscars. But before we do that...
Yeah.
In the last episode of Filmish...
Yes.
You changed movie news a little bit by doing sort of...
YouTube news.
I'm doing series news.
Series news.
Because I don't know whether it's for the TV... Or what? Or what sort of streaming service?
Yeah.
but Mighty Ducks, the television series.
What?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Possibly.
I love Mighty Ducks.
D2 and D3. The Flying V.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, it's my brother's favourite film, like the trilogy, franchise.
Is it?
Yeah. I loved it. Great logo.
The first and second one were good. I don't remember the third one being good.
No. Well, that's because Emilio Estevez isn't in it.
That's why it's not very good.
But he's only in it for like 2 minutes, but he got paid more for those 2 minutes than he did for one and two put together. It's a bit of trivia that I just know off by heart.
What did he do in the third one then?
He passed on the the torch.
Yeah.
To a new coach who was more about defensive play. So Emilio Estevez was all about attacking, and then the new coach was about defense, and they didn't like it because they didn't think that.
Did they have the same kids in it?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the same kids. I mean, with the trilogy, some sort of drop out and come back in, don't they? But.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they all hate the new coach.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah. There you go. So there's possibly a TV series of the Mighty Ducks. Exactly.
And will Emilio Estevez be in it?
I doubt that. Oh, I'll find that out for you.
Probably not.
And get back to you.
What was his name? Coach
Bombay.
Bombay.
Come on, man.
Yes.
It's Coach Bombay.
Oh, I used to love that film so much.
Yeah.
I knew nothing about ice hockey.
You didn't need
for that
to.
Film.
You didn't need to.
Everything I know about ice hockey is from that film.
Do you remember the goalkeeper's name?
Guthbert.
Goldberg.
And, great.
You gotta hit the ball at goal. Oh, like Goldberg's like, you gotta let the puck hit you. And he's like, does that sound stupid to anyone else? Great. Okay, so, right, well, it's Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
Lots of nominations. We'll just start, and we'll build up to best film, shall we?
Yeah.
What should we start with? Best supporting actor?
Yeah.
Okay, male actor. Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project.
Oh, do they call it male and female actor, or do they call it actress at the Oscars?
Do you know what? It says here, actress and actor, but I'm pretty sure that that's a thing in the past.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's female actor, male actor. Willem Dafoe for The Florida Project, Woody Harrelson for Three Billboards, Richard Jenkins for The Shape of Water. Have you seen any of these? You've seen Three Billboards?
No, I haven't seen Three Billboards.
So have you seen The Florida Project?
Do you reckon Woody Harrelson got the nomination? He went, cheers. And they went, no, it's for the Three Billboards.
Very good.
Thanks.
Christopher Plummer, All the Money in the World. Now, this is particularly interesting because...
Oh, I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, great. Tell us about it, because Christopher Plummer replaced Kevin Spacey on a very short notice. He only recorded these scenes about a month ago and has been nominated for an Oscar. That's never been done before.
Which character was Spacey meant to be playing?
Christopher Plummer's part. Christopher Plummer is an older actor.
Yeah, the guy who is rich.
I've not seen the film.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's the guy with all the money.
Yeah.
In the world.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Really good. He's in The Insider. He's brilliant.
Do you want to know what I thought of it?
Yes.
Boring!
Ridley Scott, isn't it?
Boring, mate.
Ridley Scott films.
Oh, kill me. Rubbish.
Yeah.
It's really boring.
But what, okay.
So boring, I can't even remember it.
Okay, but can you remember whether Christopher Plummer was good in it or not?
He's not in it that much. But he plays the role well.
Okay.
Like, he's like, you believe it.
I mean, rubbish
that's,
question.
That's what you want from an actor, isn't it?
What?
You believe it.
Yeah.
I believe that he was a bit of a... And his character did have a bit of depth, I suppose.
His character had a bit of depth?
Yeah.
Always handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But to start with, he isn't. He's just, he's miserable. But then you kind of get to know why he's a bit like that. But nah, rubbish.
Okay, no, rubbish.
He ain't winning.
Okay, and then it's the last one of the best supporting male actor is Sam Rockwell for Three Billboards. So two people going up for the same film. I'll tell you now, I've not seen All the Money in the World. I've not seen The Shape of Water. I've not seen The Florida Project. I don't care. I don't need to. Sam Rockwell, give that man the award now. Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal. Is always phenomenal. Is always brilliant. Is always the best thing about a film every time he's in a film. He's absolutely incredible.
What does he do in this one?
Act.
Give it to him.
Yeah, exactly.
And he does that well.
Mate, you would love this film. Why have you not seen it?
Because, shall I tell you a real reason? It's because I know you've seen it and I wanted to see other stuff so that we can talk about
it. Okay, fine. Very professional. No, but that film's brilliant.
That's bullshit. It was wrong time.
Okay. Okay, fine. So, yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. I think that's quite informative.
Yeah, so best supporting female actor, Mary J. Blige from Mudbound, which I've not seen, but that this is for a performance on a Netflix film. Again, interesting that streaming websites are now making their way into
the
Academy Awards.
And that's not been done before.
I'm not entirely sure if it's not been done before, but I know it's rare.
It's a bit like...
Cannes don't allow it.
Okay.
In France, like the Palme d'Or and all that. No,
why not? It's a film.
I think they're trying. I know, but I think it's about trying to control the industry.
Is it because they want the cinema to thrive?
Yes. Well, that'll be the claim. Yeah. Right. And then the argument could be made, well, look, things change, things evolve.
I think it's a good idea. It's great. Oh, yeah, and I've heard she was good, isn't it?
Sorry?
I heard she was good, didn't it?
Good.
Alison, I haven't seen that.
Okay, best of all to you, another nominee, Alison Janney for I, Tonya. Yeah. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Yeah, Tonya. Do you know this film is about an Olympic, like ice skating dancer?
Oh, that one.
Yeah, I've only seen the trailer. Looks brilliant.
I saw the trailer.
Really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Then it's Leslie Manville for Phantom Thread. Not seen that.
Never heard of it.
Laurie Metcalf for Lady Bird. I did see the beginning of that when I was in America last time, and I fell asleep. But I was really enjoying it. I was just jet lagged and tired. It was really good.
Yeah.
And then Octavia Spencer for The Shape of Water.
What's The Shape of Water
seen.
About? Do you know?
It's I think it's just out here.
That's the trouble with the Oscars. Loads of stuff hasn't even been out here.
In the UK. It's directed by, what's his name, Del Toro? The director of like Pan's Labyrinth and Pacific Rim.
I won't like it then.
Well, you like Pacific Rim, I imagine. Big robots fighting in the...
Yeah, I did like that one.
Yeah, there you go, so...
He does that. So yeah. What's this one going to be more like, that or Pan's Labyrinth?
It's going to be more like Pan's Labyrinth. Pan's Labyrinth's brilliant.
I haven't seen it. I assume I won't like it.
The Shape of Water is meant to be very good, and I look forward to seeing it. Then we're going to go to Best Actor in a Leading Role.
Oh, what was that last
male
one,
Male Actor. What?
What was the last one? Oh, Best Supporting Actor.
Female Actor.
And the last one? Yeah. The last two were Best Supporting.
Yes!
Right.
And now we're up to Best Male Actor.
Right, the big one.
Is Timothy Chalamet, is it?
Yeah.
But with Call Me By Your Name. Then it's Daniel Day-Lewis, Phantom Thread, everyone was expecting that. Then Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that guy, yeah,
he did
great.
A joke about Get Out on Twitter.
Who did?
You did.
Yeah, it was meant to be rubbish. Sometimes you don't think people know that, do you? People think that you're like...
Well, I'm a bit offended because I did that joke in one of my reviews on this show.
Did you?
Yeah.
You
ripped off my shit joke. I was really offended when you put all those sort of explosion symbols afterwards. It's like you're taking the mic. That's some of my best work.
For those of you that didn't hear the last episode, the joke was it like my girlfriend? I think my girlfriend. Well, what was your version? You did
version. I did it ages ago. That joke when I reviewed Get Out on here. So
my girlfriend. I think my girlfriend's in a mood. I asked her what film she wanted to watch, and she told me to Get Out.
That was it. Yeah.
Someone tried to correct me and said the word two. Was superfluous.
Yeah,
but it's not.
Yeah.
It's
I
not
thought
it's
that,
part of the misdirection.
And I really studied it.
Yeah.
And it is work. It does work.
No, two's two makes it a better joke.
Yeah.
Because it means I misunderstood even more.
100%.
Yeah. She said, Get Out. That's not as good.
My version was the same, but like the person in the cinema when I tried to get the ticket.
Oh, right, cool. Yeah. By the way, I'm not sure if I did think of the joke because you remembered it.
No, it's an easy joke.
It was actually a conversation.
Yeah.
I said to
my
girlfriend, what do you want to watch? And she said, Get Out. And I went, oh. Sort of banter that you get when you live with me. And then we've got Gary Oldman for Darkest Hour and Denzel Washington for the film that I've
what
not heard
that?
Of. Roman J. Israel. Esquire. I've got no idea.
Emilio Esquivez.
Yeah. Now we're going to listen to a song from the film Power Rangers.
Okay. Oh, we mentioned this last week.
This is Trouble by Shampoo. The original Power Rangers movie, by the way, from the 90s, mid-90s.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Something's come along and it's burst our bubble. Yeah!
Trouble by Shampoo. There you go. The lyric, can't get a cab because I ain't got no money. Very sort of 2012, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that lyric would now be, can't get an Uber because I've run out of battery.
Mm.
There you go.
There you go, it's funny.
Just things feel dated very quickly, don't they? Although, to be fair, that song is from 1995.
Yeah.
Something like that. But, yeah, there you go. So, carrying on with the Oscar nominations.
Yeah, I think we should carry on.
Crack on. Hopefully they will have time for Mark's DVD review.
Hopefully
I know that's
won't.
Everyone's favourite jingle. Now, best... What were we on? What's best director, should we do?
Hang on, we haven't done leading actress, have we?
I thought we did. Did we not? No, we didn't.
Unbelievable.
Sorry, awful. That is bad, isn't it?
Wow.
That. I feel like I've let the Time's Up campaign down. Okay, so it's best female actor in a leading role. Sally Hawkins for The Shape of Water.
Yeah, Shape of Water's getting quite a few.
Yeah. Frances McDormand for The Three Billboards. That's the one that everyone thinks is going to get it.
Did she win the Golden Globe?
Yes.
Yes.
Margot Robbie for I, Tonya. She looks brilliant in it from the trailer.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
I like her.
Say her name.
Saoirse?
Wise Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan.
For Lady Bird.
Saoirse.
And a Meryl Streep for The Post, obviously.
Yeah.
Surprised Tom Hanks didn't get one for Best Actor in a leading role for The Post?
I'm not surprised.
Because you saw it?
I did see it, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, you can tell us about that in the UK Box Office Top 3.
Okay.
Even though it's not in the UK Box Office Top 3, I imagine, because it's quite new.
It will be by the time this goes out.
Fine, we'll cheat it. Tell us about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so who do you reckon's going to win? I think it's just Frances McDormand, isn't it? I don't know who deserves it. But
I mean, Meryl Streep's good, but I wouldn't say she's, like, anything... Actually, you know what? When I was watching it, I did think she shows emotion pretty well.
She shows emotion pretty well. You should be on the board. Can I just put forward Meryl Streep, please? I think she shows emotion really well.
She did. You can really see it. I love it when you can really see it behind the eyes. Do you know what I mean? That there was a real feeling there.
Would you believing the actor is great.
Yeah. So yeah, mate. Yeah, she deserves it. Has she won one before? Oh, you won't know that.
Loads.
Yeah. Oh, has she won loads? Oh, don't give it to her then.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be in it once, more than once, should they?
I think she's won it, like, joint the most.
Has she?
Yeah.
Oh, go and give it to her, then. that's nice, isn't it? A nice record. Everyone loves a record-breaking...
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Best Director Oscar noms.
Yeah.
Christopher Nolan with Dunkirk, thank God.
Yeah, you're
finally,
a big fan of Dunkirk.
Finally. I don't think... I should know this, I'm sorry. I don't think he's been nominated before, and I think he's...
Really?
Yeah, pretty sure he hasn't. He certainly deserves to be.
Do you think Batman should have been nominated for an Oscar?
Well, The Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight, do you think?
Yeah, probably. Phenomenal, but action thrillers will never get nominated
for an
Oscar.
Why is that, Sean? Tell me.
Well, people don't think there's enough sort of depth to them, do they?
Is it like the Edinburgh Festival? Like a more broader acts don't get nominated very often.
Stuff for the masses. Christopher Nolan has, you know, is very vocal about that. He wants to make films for the masses.
Yeah, he wants to make films for me. The films I like.
Yeah, but no, not just you. That's the thing about Christopher Nolan. He wants to make films for everyone. And it is the first ever director nom for Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, oh, good for him.
Yeah.
I hope he wins.
I'm really happy. I hope he wins.
He won't.
Because I love Dunkirk. He might. I don't know. Anyway, so Jordan Peele for Get Out, which was also great. Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird. Paul Thomas Anderson for Phantom Thread. He's the director of one of my favourite ever films, There Will Be Blood. You should watch that. Incredible.
Mm.
And then... Guillermo del Toro. Is that how you pronounce it? Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Okay, big list for Best Picture Oscar nominations.
Mm.
Long list. Okay, you've already seen it, which is annoying because I wanted you to guess, being looking at them.
Oh.
So, Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, sure.
I always find it weird. What's the difference between Best Film and Best Director? If you're the Best Director, surely you've made the Best Film.
It must be to do with the script. Isn't it?
Okay.
Any idea?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I've just always found that confusing.
Because surely the best director should be someone that's made a good film out of a rubbish script.
Good argument.
Thanks.
Yeah.
That's unusual for me to make a good point.
Well, it might have not been a good point. It might have just been that I thought it was a good point. You think it's a good point. Okay.
Yeah.
So, best picture nominations. Call Me By Your Name.
Yeah, sure.
Dark. I meant to say Mark.
Jesus. I did it again.
Darkest Hour. Dunkirk.
Yeah.
Get Out.
All right.
Lady Bird.
Where?
Phantom Thread.
Ooh.
The Post.
Oh,
The Shape of Water.
Oh,
sort of looks like Ireland. Three Billboards Outside Emming, Missouri.
Oh, look at that.
All right. So, what out of all of those, what is your best film of the year? What is your best film of the year? And then we'll do what you think is going to win.
Yeah, Dunkirk.
Your favourite's Dunkirk?
Yeah.
Mine's also Dunkirk.
Is it?
And I think Three Billboards will make it. Although, if the Oscars wants to come out and make statements, you know, they could go for either Lady Bird, Get Out, or Call Me By Your Name. I think Call Me By Your Name, the story is set around two homosexual guys. I think it's about, I was just guessing what films are about, but I think it's about a gay relationship. The Oscars, and they want to make statements, don't they? They want to make big points. And
same with the Edinburgh Festival. About dark topics. They like those, don't they?
Like what?
Well, maybe not. That's not a dark topic, but it's a...
Was it?
There's nothing dark about a homosexual relationship.
Well, depending on what age.
That's
dark if it's very young, you know. If it's
or mixed.
Just saying. So.
So Dunkirk. Get Out I liked, but it's all rubbish, isn't it?
Well, you said, we both said Dunkirk, and I think Three Billboards will win.
Any films you think should be on there?
Oh, bloody hell. I think that basically covers them. Three Billboards, Dunkirk. I mean, Star Wars The Last Jedi? That would come second for me.
Did that get nominated when it first came out? And it was
A New Hope?
Wow, look at this.
When it was called Star Wars?
Yeah.
No. Don't think so.
No.
Pretty sure it didn't.
No.
So, okay, I think we've got time to squeeze DVD review in there.
Yeah, do you want to?
Do you want to do it? So it's time for Mark's DVD review. 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 DVD review.
I rushed this one, so this is just off my phone. I watched the BFG. So they were thinking about calling this movie Big Friendly Giant, but BFG was the initial title.
Very good. Brum-bum-tsh.
This movie is about an orphan called Sophie who becomes friends with a giant who she looks up to.
Brum-bum-tsh.
He is the smallest of the giants and the others tend to look down on him.
Brum-bum-tsh.
Same joke, but just the other way around.
Fine.
BFG loves his job. Which is to catch dreams. They show him chasing one for ages, which to me looked like a nightmare. They are fizzy drinks. Like, he has a fizzy drink that he invented, I think, where the bubbles go down to the bottom of the glass.
Love that.
Nice to let your air down.
Very good.
Yeah.
Doing well.
That's it.
Okay, all right.
Good. Eight
Bit
marks.
Of abrupt ending, but...
8 marks, Immons, out of 10.
Right, so you enjoyed it?
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
Cool, fantastic.
Well made. Steven Spielberg.
Great. All right, we'll be coming back from a song, and then we'll be... Well, it'll be Danny Ward pitching a movie.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, it will. Now it's time for A View to a Kill by Duran Duran. You still love this song.
Sacred wine, a
That was A View to a Kill by Duran Duran.
Oh, have you, which film was that from?
GoldenEye. Right. Okay. So it's now time for Danny's movie pitch. For any new listeners, this is where a comedian and friend of the show, Danny Ward, calls in and pitches to myself and Mark his film idea that me and Mark may or may not green light. We've done most of, we've always pitched one of them. We've always pitched them, apart from the last one. We didn't, did we?
He pitches them.
Sorry, I greenlit them.
Yeah, and cool. The last one was rubbish.
Oh, I feel bad.
No,
anyway,
it wasn't that. It was all right.
It was all right.
Just went on a bit, didn't it?
Okay, he can hear us. Hello, Danny.
Yeah, I can hear it all, boys.
Sorry, mate. I did feel really bad for not greenlighting your film last week.
No, it's hot garbage, that one. I apologise.
Oh, I actually, afterwards, I thought it was all right. So what we got this week?
Well, this week, are we doing the Star Wars themes?
Well, we were meant to do Star Wars, but R2-D2 cancelled on us, so it's now just a general one. So have you written like a sort of prequel or Star Wars spin-off?
Yeah.
Have you?
Wicked. I've done your Star Wars spin-off.
That is, mate, seriously, that is so exciting that you've still gone with that.
Wicked.
I can't wait. Do you know what? On the next episode, I might pitch to you my Ghostbusters 3 film.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know Ghostbusters well?
Yeah, backwards.
Brilliant. I've written so, if they had made my Ghostbusters 3, it would blow your mind. It's unbelievable.
I look forward to that.
So what have you been up to, Danny?
I'm just back. I'm at Luton Airport train station. I'm just back from Copenhagen.
Oh, the glamour. Mm. Luton. Yeah.
What was that? What happened over there?
I was doing a gig at Copenhagen Business School.
How was that?
Well, there's no way you can prove me wrong. I smashed it from beginning to end.
Next week's guests are the students from Copenhagen Business School to be reporting.
It's going to be one hell of a boring show.
So you're glad to be back? Oh, go on.
Yeah, I'm glad to, also, I should mention, I am actually in a flight path, which probably, you know, radio-wise, isn't the best rule of thumb to do an outside broadcast.
Okay, but so far so good. Right, you've got 2 minutes, Danny. Hit us with a pitch.
Okay, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, a Wookiee named Chewbacca is in mourning for the death of his best friend Han Solo.
Brilliant.
Spoiler.
Spoiler!
He needs to get away to clear his head. Engaging hyperspace, he carelessly forgets to depress the time stabilization drive, which, to be fair, was one of the buttons Han Solo was responsible for. There was a loud bang. There's a loud bang and the Millennium Falcon comes crashing down into a field in Somerset, England, just north of Shepton Mallet.
Yes.
Stumbling from the wreckage, dazed and confused, Chewbacca is relieved to see a sign for Wookiee Hole. Sanctuary, he thinks. As we all know, Wookiee Hole is no hideaway for Wookiees, but actually a popular tourist attraction. So when it opens the next day, people are naturally startled to see him helping himself to the contents of the Wookiee Hole tea shop. Poor Chewbacca is unable to get across his peaceful intentions and must hide and run from the police. The dastardly Frankie DiPazio, a villainous, animal-hating local zoo owner who will pay any price to capture this unusual prize exhibit in his zoo. So, what is Chewbacca to do? There is one child, Jamie Hankerton, who isn't afraid. And one night, after stealing her father's keys, as he works at Wookiee Hole, she breaks in. And, following a tense showdown, befriends Chewbacca and agrees to help him fix the Millennium Falcon so he can return back to his own galaxy. Will Jamie and Chewbacca survive against the might of Avon and Somerset Police Force, whose corrupt CID department are in the pockets of Frankie DiPiazio? Will they be able to find the equipment needed to fix the ship? Or is Chewbacca destined for a life in a hateful zoo? I give you Wookiee and the Hankertons.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Phenomenal.
I really hope that gets made.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, it's basically Bigfoot and Henderson, but I realised that halfway through, but the schedule you got me on, I didn't have time to change it.
Mate, it's absolutely fine. That's how you make films now. You take the blueprint of another film that worked, and then you just put your new idea on top of it. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's basically, I've lifted E.T. as well, to be fair, but you know what I mean?
It's great. That was excellent. I mean, that's a pitch from me. Green light.
Interest. How's the kid going to help fix the Millennium Falcon?
Going to go and get the bits he needs, like, you know, that speak and spell and
it's
stuff
amazing.
Like that, but
fair
we'll
enough.
Modernise it up a bit.
Brilliant.
iPhones and stuff.
It'll go to like one of those stores you get outside newsagents with guys that sell phone cases and chargers.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. Maplins,
yes.
You know.
Brilliant. Danny, right, thanks for coming on, mate.
Pleasure.
Speak to you next time.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Excellent.
That was so good.
Now time for box office top three.
Get out the way.
What was that from?
There's definitely a film where they said that.
Hey, nice to see you.
What's that from?
Same.
Okay. We're off to see the wizard.
The wonderful wizard of Oz.
What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. I'm singing in the rain. What's that, Rob? Anything?
Yeah.
UK box office top three. Just realised that quotes from musicals, or anything from sound bites from musicals, don't really go with sort of intro jingles for movie sections.
No.
So if you go.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Don't really work.
I liked it.
Okay, could you tell there that I couldn't think of a soundbite for a song?
Yeah. I was thinking, is this soundbite the bit for the musical?
No, just couldn't remember. Okay, so box office top three. As this was an Oscar nomination, and I've not had the chance to see many films this week, we're just going to sort of whiz through it.
Yeah.
The box office top three at number three, which you've seen, you can tell us all about it. I'm going to see on Thursday.
What is it?
This would have already gone out. The Post. Directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks. Do you want to tell us what it's about?
So there's some documents leaked, very important documents, making the US government look bad over the war. The
war? Which one?
Vietnamese war.
Oh, the Vietnam.
Basically. They knew they couldn't win it, yet they kept sending their boys over to get killed. And the main reason is because they didn't want to be embarrassed that they'd lost the war. America can't be seen to be embarrassed. So that's the gist of what was leaked.
What a country.
What do you look like that for?
No, I just went, what a country.
Oh, right.
And I got scared because I'm going on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
You'll be right.
Do you think they're going to stop me now at Virgin?
You'll be at what? You'll be all right when you... You'll go to a nice bit, aren't you?
A nice bit of America?
Yeah.
What's not a nice bit?
I don't know, downtown Chicago.
Why?
Gun crime.
What are you talking about? Although Chicago, I actually know, does have really bad gun crime. No. Did you?
No, you just tell.
It was a lucky... You just tell!
Yeah, I know there's certain parts of Chicago are pretty rough.
Why? You don't seem like you've been to Chicago. Just don't look like you've been.
I thought it through actually before, but it's a bit boring.
What?
Well,
go on.
Because I had a show idea. Because there's a black comedian in America called Mark Simmons.
Yeah.
And he lives in Chicago, and right. I had this idea of doing an exchange show where I'd go there and play his gigs. And then someone said to me, "You want to be careful. There's pretty bad gun crime in Chicago."
That is mental, though, that people think you can't... Who is that? Was that your mum? It sounds like a parent would say, there's a lot of gun crime there.
I can't remember.
You're not going to get shot if you go to Chicago.
Good TV.
Huh?
Be good TV if I did.
It would be... For who?
Entertaining, isn't it?
Sorry?
Story,
it'd be entertaining?
Yeah.
For anyone, if you went over to Chicago and got shot?
As part of a documentary. Of course it would! What a twist that is! I won't die. I'll just be in hospital, but it'll be touch and go for a bit, and then that really.
How good would that be for your PR? I bet if you got shot in Chicago, you'd sell out the Apollo.
Yeah.
John Dormick goes into the jungle, takes his top off, bang, Apollo gone. You go to Chicago, shot.
Should I take my top off as well?
Yeah, more blood.
Yeah.
Brilliant. This is it. Let's do it. Come to LA with me. I'll shoot you. Right, tell us about... Right, so, okay, that, by the way, that, talk about The Post.
Yeah.
That sounds good. That sat to me. I want to see that. Spielberg, Hanks...
I thought you meant my show.
Meryl Streep,
my exchange show. That does sound good.
I mean, I'll just say that sounds good in case a producer's listening and might produce it for you. But Streep, Hanks, Spielberg, Vietnam, papers, conspiracy, withholding information, yes.
Yeah? Should I tell you what I thought of it, Sean?
Yeah, you're the one that's seen it.
Yeah. I thought the first hour I was going to walk out. I was very tempted to walk out.
And you don't do that.
No, but I was so irritated because they're talking about, they're going, oh, Steve, such and such, and Mary, such and such are doing this, and this is happening over there. And you don't know who anyone is. You don't know what they're on about. Like you spoke, it's just so complicated to watch. And they're like, they're assuming all the politics behind it. And it's just, I was like, what is this? And then, spoiler!
Yeah, that's the trick of a spoiler.
Actually, it's not really a proper spoiler. Spoiler!
Go on. Come on.
Fake the Washington Post.
You sound like a printer. Come on.
It's like an old school printer.
Or new school. It sounds like mine. Go on.
Washington Post, once they get these documents in the film, once they get hold of them, the film kicks in. I enjoyed it.
How long is the film? So it takes an hour, and then how much enjoyment?
I didn't look at my watch. It felt like an hour.
Your watch. You were bored, and you didn't look at your watch.
Well, I did look at my watch. I couldn't remember what time it started.
Okay, a little thing I do, and then we're going to play a trail. I'm going to come back with our special guest, Will Attenborough. What I tend to do is I always make a note of the first point I look at my watch. So Star Wars: Last Jedi was like 2 hours and 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 40. And I looked at that with about 20 minutes to go. And you go, that's a good film. But it's taken me 2 hours and 20 minutes to check my watch.
But are you looking at it because you're not looking at it because you're bored. You're looking at it like you're interested.
Well, it's not bored, but it's sat down in a chair for 2 hours and 20 minutes. You're like, even if you're enjoying it. Mm. So, okay, so how many what out of five would you give the Post? Come on, mate. Why have you not worked this out before I ask you?
Two and a half papers. Was good once it kicked in and you sort of knew what was going on, but the first bit, you didn't need it.
Okay, in at number two, Darkest Hour, which you reviewed. You reviewed that last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
You don't even know. How many what did you give out of five?
Oh, don't ask me that, I don't know.
Okay, can't remember, probably three?
Four, maybe.
Four, maybe.
It was a bit boring, but it was interesting.
Okay, and in at number one, Coco, Pixar's new film.
Never heard of it.
Are you joking?
Never heard of it.
It's meant to be brilliant.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
What's it about?
What's it about?
Yeah. Chocolate.
No. Do you not know what it's about?
No, I've never heard of it.
It's got something to do with death. It's like the first time a Disney Pixar film is sort of touching on the subject of death.
Right.
I can't wait to see it. There's so many films that I want to see.
Why haven't I heard of it?
I actually don't think Disney Pixar go crazy on advertising because they don't really need to. Children will find out about these films and it forces their parents to take...
Yeah.
The children force their parents to take them. And parents want to take their children to see Disney Pixar film.
Yeah.
Because it's Pixar.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
And it's like a kid gets taken into a world of death.
Do you know any of the actors in it?
What, you mean the people that do the voices?
Yeah, I don't really recognise them.
Well, what we got? We got Gael Garcia Bernal. I think he's in that Michelle Gondry film. I think I know who he is.
Yeah. Is he the only one?
He's very good looking. Olive skin.
Is he? Oh, lovely.
Love olive skin.
Oh, especially on a nice, strong man.
Okay. Anthony Gonzalez, Benjamin Bratt, Alana Ubach, and then Rene Victor. No, I don't know. Look, here's the synopsis anyway. Aspiring musician Miguel, confronted with his family's ancestral ban on music, enters the colourful land of the dead to find his great-great-grandfather, a legendary singer.
Nah, rubbish.
That does not sound rubbish. That sounds brilliant.
It sounds all made up.
Well, it sounds made up. It is made up.
It's unrealistic.
What are you talking about? It's a Pixar film.
Enters the land, colourful land of the dead.
Yeah. What?
How?
I don't know. It's a synopsis. If you want to find out, watch the film. Here's a fun fact. The film took 7 years to make. Coco's director, Lee Unkrich, first pitched the idea back in 2010.
When the characters look a bit older, though.
Yes, okay. Fun fact for The Darkest Hour. We'll do some fun facts before we talk to Will. Gary Oldman is the fifth Harry Potter actor to portray Winston Churchill, after Michael Gambon, Timothy Spall, Brendan Gleeson, Robert Hardy. And Robert Hardy.
That's interesting.
Fun fact for The Post, it's the first time the dream team of Steven Spielberg, Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks have teamed up.
And it's the first time Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks have ever been on screen together.
Oh yeah, that's what I was saying.
No, you said that's the first time the three of them have teamed up.
You're just giving a less impressive piece of information.
No, that's not impressive. I think it's unlikely that they've all worked together before. Sure.
Yeah.
But it's more likely that two of them would have worked together.
Right.
Isn't it? I mean, I know you weren't listening to a word I just said.
No, I'm listening.
You're concentrating on something else. You're rubbish at doing two things
at once.
I'm
just confused as to... on my switchboard thing, right. I can't see the light for... Oh, right. There
for
you go.
For what?
For Will. We're going to speak to Will now.
Yeah. So my point is, Sean...
What?
There's more likely that two of them would have worked together.
Yeah.
So that's a more impressive fact that they haven't.
No, but it's better. You want more people... More...
No, but it's more... Yeah, but you could list... Like,
if there was a football team and it was Messi, Ronaldo and Gareth Bale and Sanchez, that would be more exciting than, just Sanchez and Bale.
Oh, you're looking at it from a different angle. You're just looking at it, it's exciting that those three are together, but you...
You're talking about coincidence. You're talking about, like, the odds.
You're saying that the fact that they haven't worked together is... interesting. I'm thinking, oh no, of course they haven't. There's three of them. It's unlikely.
Okay, here's a trail for our other show. Then we're coming back for the section of Hateful Free with actor Will Attenborough.
Fubar Radio presents Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
I've remembered a dream. So I was a seagull, and then I was walking along, and then I saw a fox, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh God, the fox is going to eat me.
Yeah.
So I put on a fox mask, but the fox fell for it.
Yeah.
Stupid fox. And then it came off. And started having sex with me.
I can't believe this.
I know.
You was where, how?
I don't remember.
From behind?
Yeah, it was.
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons from 12 PM. FUBAR Radio.
Check it out. There's our very serious news show, the sister show of this show, Filmish. Retweet it, subscribe.
Bringing you the newest news now.
Very good. Okay, now it's time for Hateful Free with Will Attenborough. Hello, Will.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad.
You sound pretty chilled out, Will.
Yeah.
I'm having a nice day off.
What are you doing? What are you having a day off from?
That's a very good question. Trying to pay the rent, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, cool. So you played second lieutenant in Dunkirk.
You got it.
Right. When it gets nominated, which has been nominated for Best Director, Best Film, does that excite you, or do you just not care because you didn't get nominated?
No, I know. My friend said that to me the other day. She was like, you're an Oscar-nominated thing. And I was sort of like, yeah, sort of. I was like, I'm there. I'm sort of like, you see my face somewhere in it.
But it's still cool. That is exciting.
Yeah, it's like a historic
thing. What did you do in it, Will? What was your character doing?
I told them to get off a boat.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's great. Go on, can you do it for us now?
Have you ever had to do this before? This is not the sort of thing.
It could be your catchphrase, mate.
Yeah. Okay, it was, get off the ship.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I felt...
And weren't nominated.
I thought I was on the beach. That was phenomenal.
I just got off the ship and I haven't got a ship.
Amazing. So, by the way, Mark wanted to ask you something. this is Mark always has a question that is a bit different, not when you come on the show for. Go on, Mark.
So you're related to David Attenborough, right?
I am, yeah.
Do you know loads about animals? Is there something, or is it like if you rebelled against it and gone, I don't care about these animals?
Yeah, fuck them.
don't do that.
I don't know. I sort of know. I just know like an average amount, I suppose. Mainly from him, I suppose.
Watching the thing. He's not going on about it. If you're ever around him, he's not banging on about animals.
Here's a question about him, if that's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Is he a vegetarian?
No.
I've always thought that!
Yeah,
Sorry, Will, I got a bit overexcited there. I have always thought that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. So he's not?
I asked him that, and he said, there is a biological... He's like, if you're thinking about morality, there's a biological morality in that we are sort of evolutionarily programmed to eat other animals. So he didn't seem too bothered by it.
I suppose he sees other animals eat other animals all the time, so...
Yeah.
Why not join in?
get in there with the lion. Yeah. Finish off the zebra. Cheers, mate. Nice having dinner with you. Anyway, well, you're not here to discuss that. You're here to give us the three films you hate the most.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have to be careful as an actor here? Because you think, I don't want to slag off that film because I might end up working with him.
I was genuinely thinking that.
Yeah.
they won't. The odds of the person listening are low, aren't they?
Hang on, mate. Chill out.
What is going on Dunkirk?
If anything, we said we like Dunkirk.
Exactly. I'm not slagging off the hollow crown. Come on, mate. Behave. What is going on?
What's that?
It's a show, you is it?
I know.
All right.
I was slagging him off.
Okay, very good.
A really slam person. They won't hear this, will they? Because your producer said that last week someone was having a Ricky Gervais, and like, if he happened to be listening, that'd be awful, but...
Oh, yeah, no, that was a
like
comedian,
Crush,
yeah.
Right?
A comedian properly... But that was really... No, he went into Ricky Gervais in particular, not like his work. He actually said... According to the comedian, Tom Lucy said that Ricky Gervais was shit, wasn't funny, and needed Stephen Merchant. So that's Tom Lucy's words. Right, go. So three films. You don't have to be too hard.
I hate the sound of music.
That's so weird.
Why is that weird? It's so nauseating.
Does someone else have that?
That's what Georgie said last week.
Yeah, it was.
Has that been said before?
That was said literally last week. Georgie Henley.
Yeah.
Who was in Chronicles of Narnia. That was one of hers.
And then she changed it to another one because the other one had a pedo in it.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. More pedophilic.
Yeah, so she changed it.
That is very pedophilic.
So do you prefer the pedo one?
Oh god! Yeah, all right.
That better be the next one you say.
So, why the sound of music?
It's so boring, and it's one of those things that everyone's like. It's always on those lists of like the greatest films ever made, and you've got to watch every Christmas. Or it's always on. It's just like these irritating children. That scene where they're like singing and they're leaving the party and they're going to bed. It's just like. It just reminds me of like every parent who's like wants to show you a video of their kids doing something so shit and average.
Do you find it cringy?
And it's just like, yeah, so cringy.
Do you like musicals? Yeah. Do you dislike musicals in general?
No, I like Hamilton and Cabaret. And,
oh, Hamilton! Didn't know you were so bloody cool. God, oh my God! Here he is, Will Attenborough. Bloody cool, likes Hamilton. Here he is. I've actually seen Hamilton. Did you see it in London or did you see it on Broadway?
No, London.
No, that's still hip. Don't worry. were you blown away by it?
Isn't it great? Yeah, I actually have a bootleg version of the Broadway.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I've had to listen to. I can't remember any of the characters' names. I saw it weeks ago. You know the guy who's got a sort of. There's an actor who's got a sort of speech impediment. There's something not wrong with his voice, but do you know what I mean?
No,
you don't. There's a shorter black actor, and he has sort of a lisp.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you're just saying that to make this less awkward, but thank you very much. But basically, I actually tweeted him because he blew my mind, and he is definitely he's got a better voice. Than the Broadway guy, because I've listened to the Broadway guy and he doesn't have the list.
Yeah.
And I prefer it with the list.
Wait, you think he has a list because of the first half he played the French guy?
Oh no, are you joking?
No, he's put on.
It's a French accent.
I thought that was his voice. And I thought that is brilliant that a bloke with a speech impediment is singing that well. Good on him. Oh, no.
That's funny.
I've even tweeted him. Well, luckily I didn't say, well done.
Because of the speech impediment.
Oh. Okay. All right. Anyway, moving swiftly on, your second hateful film.
Kingsman.
Oh, the first one.
Kingsman?
Mate, I thought that was rubbish.
I liked it.
Oh, God.
It's rubbish.
That was who I was scared of slagging off a little bit.
I can understand that.
Born,
yeah, and you're pro... Yeah, all right, yeah. You are... Don't worry, we've got a very trustful listenership here. You don't have to worry. Trustful, that's
which
the word.
Includes him.
Yes.
I just think he's the worst. Like, I think he's like a... Because I went to an all-boys school, and there's like a really... you know, like that sort of when you're like teenage boys and there's just that atmosphere of like, you're like weird if you're not talking about like, I don't know, like fucking girls and like, I don't know, just being laddie and all that kind of shit. That film was just like, it's just like you're still stuck in that mindset.
Right. Yeah. I see.
Have you seen the ending of that when the girl says,
that's my favourite bit, mate.
The world, he can fuck her up the arse. That's your favourite bit.
I mean,
I was joking, but I didn't mind it.
I can speak for Mark. I bet that was his favourite. That was genuinely his favourite.
I remember
bit.
Thinking it was from left field.
I remember not knowing like what the film was. Like, he didn't know what it was. Was it sort of like a family entertainment funny film that's sort of like taking, like a bit like Johnny English? And then there were bits like where it was trying to be like Nil by Mouth with Ray Winston. And I was like, what am I watching? Am I meant to be laughing or finding this really difficult? I didn't know. I do have a comedian friend that I won't mention. And he went to an all-boys school. And he said that like, he was talking about the sort of things that would happen to him. And obviously, you don't have to. You've already started laughing. But like, he once woke up and loads of the boys had stood round him and masturbated on his body.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you who that was after the show. But yeah,
that's actually quite sexy.
Was it? You don't have to give us any specifics. Was being in an all boys school like that?
I didn't go to a boarding school, so there was less.
So you weren't asleep. Yeah. Okay, I get it. You were awake when it happened. I see. Yeah.
There's a lot of groping under tables.
Yes. Yeah. What? Fun. Yeah, this is normal, Mark.
Well, it's not groping.
Yeah.
That's not even like a practical joke, though.
What do you mean?
Yeah, it's sort of you couch it in like you're playing chicken or something. Like, ooh, like I'm gonna like getting close to your cock or whatever, and you're sort of joking, but it's like
oh
quite
my
fun.
Goodness.
But wow. It sounds like you should be starting a movement, mate. Right, okay. So you'll give us your last film. So we've got Kingsman and Sound of Music, and the third one is going to be.
It's really hard to decide. I had three to choose between, so I have to just tell you one.
Well, you can. To be honest, it doesn't really matter.
Raffle through them.
Yeah. Save them all, then choose.
Okay, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone hates that.
Yeah, sure.
But the reason I thought of that recently is because... do you remember the Trade Federation?
Yeah.
They are a horrible, racist...
Oh yeah,
like version of Chinese people.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
And that was I've just finished the book How Star Wars Changed the Universe because I'm a loser, so I know what you're talking about. And that's the sort of general consensus is that The Phantom Menace as a whole is quite a racist film.
Yeah. There's all this stuff about the Trade Federation,
yes.
It's like, oh my god, who is saying this is all right?
Yeah,
it was being made.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing some new material tonight, and I've just come back from holiday in Jamaica, and I'm going to be putting on a Jamaican accent, which I'm going to go and sort of YouTube when I get home. And I don't know whether I'm not taking the piss. Of course I'm not. What I'm actually doing is talking about how, and this is true. You know, when you're on holiday and you want to sort of, you think I could live here. And you sort of become so chilled out and you sort of want to embrace the way that, wherever you are, you want to embrace the way they live. I basically was on holiday in Jamaica for a week and thought, I genuinely want to be a Rasta. I can't be bothered with doing comedy anymore. Forget the radio show. And so it's about that. So I'm going to do the voice because I started talking like it. Was that going to be all right? Will I be all right to do it? Thanks, Will. If it goes down badly, I'll just say, Will Attenborough said I could do it. And that'd be fine.
Yeah. Okay. You could have taken a piss out of yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Yes. So, so Phantom Menace, awful film.
Yeah.
Terrible.
The Queen, I just can't abide anything about the royals. It's just it's just so many films and TV shows about them deciding in moments of great sort of national tension to do nothing. Because, of course, that's all they do. But it's why are we watching a film about that? It's so boring.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't think that was meant to be an incredible film. Yeah, The Queen. Phantom Menace, The Queen.
And Love, Actually.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
What are you doing? What are you on about? How? Why? I mean, because I know it's ridiculous, but go on.
Well, the bit where he's like, the airport. Where you see people falling in love. It's just what the fuck are you talking about? That's you see sweaty people, upset with their families and just hating.
No one's like, hugging. Most people are rolling their eyes because they've got to chuck away their bottle of water. Oh, forgot again. Unbelievable. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So, everyone hates each other in the airport.
And also there's the famous sequence, which is very odd, where it's nice, it's a lovely idea, where he's got the cards and he's written down what he's saying.
Too risky if a bloke came out.
I imagine he answered the door. What are you doing with that radio? What?
What are those cards?
Yeah. What does it say on those cards? Nothing, don't worry about it.
Or would you have to commit and just say it about him?
Yes. Yeah, probably. Okay, so Will, out of those three, which one would you go for?
Love Actually.
Okay, so there we go. We've got Will Attenborough's Hateful Three, that Sound of Music, Kingsman, and Love Actually. Will, thank you for coming on the show, mate.
Thanks, guys. It was really fun.
Good. You're going to carry on listening. Are you now going to subscribe to the show and carry on listening? Yeah.
Yes.
Just say yes.
And Good. Leave a 5-star review.
Leave a 5-star review. Good. All right, thanks, mate. Good luck with everything. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
Ta-da. Bye, mate.
No worries.
Lovely bloke.
Yeah.
I'll go look out for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been on the West End with in a play called Photograph 15 with Nicole Kidman.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. So that was the Filmish this week. I'm going off to America for a month to do that, and then we'll be back with Newsish and Filmish. So sorry about that. I have, of course, been Sean Walsh, joined as always by Mark Simmons.
See ya.
Subscribe, rate, all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut. Bye. That was the film.